People in southeastern Wisconsin continue to deal with the aftermath of a brutal storm that hit over the weekend. The record-setting rain flooded many homes and roadways. It also caused the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, or MMSD, to use its last resort overflow option. That means the agency had to release untreated water to Milwaukee's rivers and Lake Michigan. It's meant to help prevent water from backing up into people's homes. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with MMSD Executive Director Kevin Schaefer about what happened. Schaefer says he's never experienced anything like this storm in his 28-year career.
Yeah, you know, overall, I think the system provided as good a service as it could have during a 1,000-year storm from what we're hearing this was. We've had damage at different locations around the region from the storm. But Jones Island, South Shore, you know, we were able to keep treatment going at those facilities. The tunnel filled up very quickly, actually, in the storm itself. You know, now we're just trying to pump it down as much, fast as we can and be ready for the next storm.
Just describe briefly, if you could, the storm management infrastructure, that system, how the deep tunnel fits into that, and when that overflow mechanism has to be used.
Okay, so you really have to kind of go through the history of how the system was built. And in 1925, Jones Island came online, and in the 1960s, the South Shore Treatment Plant came online. And in coordination with those two treatment plants coming on, we built regional sewers that collected flow from all the municipalities in the region. And they collect the flow from Fox Point, City of Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, and they take that flow either to Jones Island plant or South Shore plant. Those sewers are roughly 30 to 50 feet deep. Well, when we built the deep tunnel, we put it in as an overflow prevention device, and it is about 300 feet deep. On a dry, normal day, we're just taking all that flow to the treatment plants through the interceptor sewers. On a rainy day, whether it's in the combined sewer system or the separate sewer system, we get rainwater that enters those pipes, and as that water gets deeper and deeper, we've installed weir walls so that the water will flow over that wall, drop through a drop structure, and go into the deep tunnel. And the tunnel is 526 million gallons of storage. As that tunnel starts to fill up, we turn on deep water pumps that we have at Jones Island Water Reclamation Facility, and we pump that water out of the deep tunnel through the treatment plant and then treat it and put it back into the lake. And I think it was at 9:55 on Saturday night, I ordered a combined sewer overflow to occur. And the reason we do that is if we let the system get totally filled, starts backing up, it could cause problems for people's basements. We discharge that water into the area rivers and try to relieve the system so that we don't have basement backups.
Is MMSD exploring ways to expand its stormwater capacity?
Well, we're not looking to expand the tunnels. What we're trying to do is manage the water on the surface so that it does not get into the system to start with. So we're doing the flood management work to try to prevent the rivers from backflowing into people's basements, flooding out their floor drains, which that water then goes to the sewer system. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to expand our flood management program and then the green infrastructure program, trying to manage that drop of water on the surface. And so it's really an integrated approach, all trying to reduce the impacts on people from water that's either flooding from the rivers or backing up through their pipes. But it's also something we're doing to try to adapt to the changing climate that we have. You know, this storm should be a wake-up call for all of us. It's going to happen again. It may be another 25, 30 years. I don't know. But we need to make sure that we prioritize good stormwater management and good flood management, and we need partners to help us with that, and we need to find the funding to pay for this work. We have a heavily developed area. It's a lot of asphalt and concrete. The water is going to flow off of those areas, and we need to have a place for that water to go that's not causing a basement backup or flooding.
That was environmental reporter Susan Bentz talking with MMSD Director Kevin Schaefer.